A delegation will travel to Canberra today from Broome to voice their opposition to the James Price Point precinct. The group, comprised of Indigenous academic Anne Polina, filmmaker Mitch Torres and musicians Alan and Stephen Pigram, will hold a seminar in Parliament House and present a petition to Environment Minister Tony Burke. Dr. Polina told Erin Park that the trips come out of two public meetings held recently in Broome.
Some of the key concerns that were raised by families was, to some extent, how there was this sense of hopelessness, that people felt that they were, one single voice, and that they didn't see an opportunity for how people could actually voice their opinion on this. So there was a general feeling of, to some extent, learned hopelessness or learned helplessness, that this was too big and that there was nothing that we could do, that in fact the deal had been done and that was all over. So those were some of the sentiments that were coming out of the meeting. And I guess what we're saying is that no, there is, the deal is not done. It's not all over yet. There's still a lot of conversation that needs to be had. And so therefore the families got together and decided, well, what are we going to do? And so from that night, we put out petitions, and just in a very, very short spate of time, we've been able to generate almost 3,000 signatures to our petition. And so what we've decided, that it seems that the community have asked Mitch Torres, Alan Pigram and myself to look at how we can start to mobilise a community voice from Broome, because we believe that families of Broome feel that this is actually going to destroy the fabric of our town. It's going to seriously impact on our opportunity to recreate out at Wamadon. It was, looked as if it was very, very dispiriting. And so all these sorts of issues are coming to the forefront. And what we've seen with this mobilisation of this community campaign is that it's now starting to do the almost the opposite.
Have you found the people you've been speaking to in Canberra, are they receptive to meeting with residents about this?
Well, one of the things that we're saying is that, the Kimberleys is very, very far away. The Kimberleys is over 2,000 kilometres from Perth. It's several thousand kilometres from Canberra. And what we're saying is that there is another Broome story. There is another community story. Families of Broome are saying they haven't been heard. They want the right to be heard. And they believe that, we believe that there's serious business that needs to be unpacked. And so what we're saying is that it appears that people in Canberra, people in Perth are looking at this and saying, oh, it seems that what's going ahead, that Aboriginal people in the Kimberley, traditional owners in the Kimberley, are all very, very happy with the way business is being done. And what we're saying is that, no, we're not happy with the way business is done. Let's slow this process down. As I said, we're not saying no to gas. We're saying yes to the alternative. And so what we're saying is that we just need to slow this process down and hear the real story from Broome people and Broome families. And what we're saying is that we've been a key stakeholder group that has not been included in this conversation on development and industrialisation of the Wamadon and the hub. And what we're saying is that slow down, listen to your constituents. We are voting people. We want to say to you that the message that you've got from the Kimberleys is extremely biased, that you need to hear the full story, you need to hear a range of Indigenous views on this, you need to hear a range of leaders on this, and what we're saying is that watch this space, because we're not happy with the way business is being done in the Kimberley.
And Anne, is there anything in particular that you're looking for from Minister Burke?
Well, yes, we understand that he's the Minister for Sustainability and for Communities and for Water, and these are critical issues that are going to be impacted on by this LNG hub development at Wamadon. And what we're saying is that as citizens of Australia, we want to slow this process down and seriously consider how industrialisation is coming to the Kimberley, because we do not believe that it is good business.